taxi governing body Santaco has been working on a plan to put stringent hygiene measures in place for drivers and millions of commuters at taxi ranks. They're also looking at ways to sanitise the vehicles in which they're travelling, and they've been speaking to Health Minister Zweli Mkhize and Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula as part of these preparations. Now, the President's asked people to avoid using taxis and buses wherever possible to limit exposure to coronavirus, but these, and together with trains, of course, are how the workforce gets to work every day. So it's obviously easier said than done. Santaco President Philip Tybosch couldn't be with us. He's slightly under the weather this afternoon. But his spokesperson, Tabisho Mulekwa, is with us this afternoon. Tabisho, good afternoon. Thank you for making yourself available today. So tell me what plans you've put in place.
Well, thank you for the opportunity and good afternoon to your listeners, Joanne. What is important is that we believe that the best way to deal with coronavirus is through prevention and containment. So what we did today was to launch these stringent measures that we are going to introduce in all taxi ranks, or rather major taxi ranks as a start, countrywide, where every rank, as commuters get into that rank, at the entrances of the rank, there are people standing there to sanitize them. As commuters get into taxis, there are sanitizers available that will be managed by both the taxi driver and the queue marshal. But what is also important is that we have now brought on board another company that specializes in some form of fumigation, which they use two types of devices. The first one is what they call the DDAC. I don't know the full scientific name thereof, but the good thing about that device is that it has been tested in Singapore directly on coronavirus and has proven to work. So what it does, it emits smoke in the environment. Now, what that smoke does actually captures whatever germs or potential viruses that may be there. So it is one way of containing the virus. The other system is what is called a system that has got some hydrogen pyrolysis. So it's eco-friendly. It can be sprayed inside the taxi. It can be sprayed outside. So what would be done alternatively to sanitizers and disinfecting taxis? That system will be sprayed, will be used, that device will be used to spray inside the taxis and outside in the environment to ensure that we contain, we prevent the spread as much as possible.
Right. Sorry to come in there, Tabisho. We're just running a little bit late. I want to ask you about this issue of social distancing. I mean, we're being advised that one must keep a distance of between 1 to 2 meters from the next person. How on earth are you going to implement that in your taxis?
Look, Joanne, and that is a very tricky situation that we are expected to deal with, and hence we have gone an extra mile to introduce these particular devices into the taxi industry to ensure that while it may be pretty difficult to deal with that, we are able to ensure that taxis have been disinfected as high as possible. Every time a driver has offloaded people, the taxi must be disinfected so that it's as in good condition as possible. But importantly also, what we have done, we have ensured that we do not want people staying around taxi ranks for long. If people are not boarding taxis, we want them out of taxi ranks. If people do not, their taxis are not there, people should leave those particular taxi ranks to ensure that we contain this. And lastly, maybe I must indicate, we have also introduced what is known as the coronavirus prevention protocol that we have initiated as a taxi industry. And these are our expectation of each and every rank to ensure that people who are suspected to be suffering from a potential disease are being attended to, and this speaks even to the drivers, the queue marshals, and so on.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for speaking to us, Tabisho Mulelekwa. He's the South African Taxi Council spokesperson.